that rules and redistricting committee for the ballot for them, 6:30 p.m. April 24th, Tuesday.
Redistricting committee to order. What we're doing is we're on a road show around the state. This is every 10 years we get together, and when the Census Bureau tells us how many people we have in the state, we divide them up as equally as we can. We've got in the back there is the existing districts, the way they have been in existence since 1992. And what we're doing is going around, we need to hear what you're thinking, your inputs on how these lines should be redrawn. Basically, you've got a little handout in the back, but it looks the numbers in the Corvallis between Eugene and Salem areas are generally slightly below the statewide growth average. Not too much, but what that means is all these districts will grow slightly. Yeah. So if you have some opinions, some good solid communities of interest, things that really are on your mind in the congressional, in the legislative, both the Senate and the House, this is public hearing, public testimony, so that's really what we're here for. If you never testified in a formal setting before, don't feel there's anything unusual. Just pretend this is the kitchen table and you're just sitting there talking to each other. We're just really trying to hear what you have on your mind. My name is Steve Harper. I'm the state senator from District 30, which is essentially the southeastern part of the state, goes from Klamath Falls to Ontario. And we'll just introduce ourselves, let you know who the committee is, and then we can get started.
I'm Kelly Morrison, I'm state representative from District 35 of Corvallis. I'm not part of the
committee. I'm a local legislator, which is what we'd love to have.
Thank you very much.
I'm
Peter Courtney, and I'm a state senator, and I'm from District 17, which is the Salem High School area.
Lane Shetterly, state representative, District 34, which is Polk and Benton County, mostly outside of Clayton.
Richard Devlin, state representative, House District 24, Lakehurst, Cleveland, and Wallace, vice chair of House District 24.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind? Dale Krause. Please. Just step up. That is the microphone. If you would just state your name for the record, and then...
I feel like Albanians have a core of people that are very interested in the deregulation, which is kind of my list right now. There's a lot of Chartreuse people. They're certainly working with Peter DeFazio, and I'm sure that a lot of other people have to talk about making the district I live in part of Maryland's police territory or district. And I feel like she may have her issues, but we have somebody that's working for us and working with the energy situation and stuff. It was part of work. We've been working with that problem. I'm a school teacher, and my conservative highest electric bill was $3.29. If that quadrant will become as part of consumer power, I will be spending more than half of my take home pay. This is as high under fire the teaching salary schedule as I can get. That's a real concern to me, and it could very well work out that way. So I want somebody who's working for energy, and I like the district I'm in and the first one that has been helping us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Edwin, Chris, I'm sorry, questions?
Are you from Albany? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Edwin Christie?
Yes, I live in Crabtree, Oregon. I've mentioned my name to Andrew. And I'm also interested in keeping Peter DeFazio as my U.S. representative because he's really working on the issues I'm terribly interested in, such as the trade and the re-regulation of the electric energy, because if we don't get a handle on these electrical costs and also on gasoline, it's a because both of these things are going to be a negative on households and on every level of government. Too much raise money, the more gasoline, the more higher power bills. But at the same time, the government is trying to cut the income tax for 42 or 45% of the money, up to 1%. I don't know how that's going to be trying to do that. And I'm offering for 50%. I feel the fever of the policy is truly more in step with some people of Albany and that trade area. I felt they're interested in it. Thank you.
We appreciate your concerns, but there's not much this committee is doing can do about that at this point in time. This is redistricting, so I can tell you what those other committees are that we need, but redistricting is our topic. Lee Vache. Oh, I wasn't too far off.
And just wanted to apply two things to get on the record as to the way I think the congressional district should be. I've got a few reasons why I think that Corvallis should be moved down to the 4th district, mainly because it would create a more of a higher education district with UofL and OSU together. I think that the students' needs for higher education to be more effectively represented in D.C. in the Congress. I also think that when you look at the map, it makes more sense. District 5, currently Congressional District 5, swoops down into Benton County, breaking it up. And I think it would make more sense to have Benton County all by itself as a whole in District 4 to the south. I think that makes geographic sense and would straighten out the map, make it more fair so that people are represented better. But mainly, I think that a representative student, ourselves being one, more effectively if we can be together with two major universities in line. We're together in District 4.
Thank you. That was perfect. I mean, as the type of input we're looking for, you know, whether you agree or disagree, that's not what we're after, but the type of input. So, thank you very much, Lee. Marilyn Slavetsky. Yeah, silly me. Yeah. It's like it's spelled, right?
I'm addressing the issue of redistricting of the state legislative districts, specifically District 35 and 34. And I would love to see that, for the moment, I'm a former president. I've lived in the area for 20 years, and there has been a lot of change during that time. Currently, the growth in Corvallis, some of the growth in Corvallis is happening on the southwest side, and the growth in Columbus is happening on the east side. So essentially, there's no separation between our communities anymore. And since Columbus has changed from a mill community, now it's a bedroom community for Corvallis. The majority of our residents work in Corvallis and depend on Corvallis for their hospital services, entertainment, shopping, most of the things we need. And so I know that District 35 needs about 4,000 more to even up the district. And currently, Columbus is in District 34, which ties it to lots of small rural communities. And with our proximity so close to Corvallis, we are in a unique situation from other communities. So our issues are different, and we are so closely tied to Corvallis that it really makes sense to me that we would want to provide that 4,000. That's about what our population is, and add that to the district 35, and would address our issues. I feel better because of all the issues that we share with Corvallis.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I would oppose that. I would have no reason to come down to the Methodist Church omelet feed.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Mondeley? That's what I was about to say.
I'm a resident of Canton. I'm mayor of Canton. I wish I had home.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
I am just here to quickly say that our linkage with Albany has been linked to Albany very successfully in the past. We've also been very satisfied with Peter DeFazio as our representative. We are, contrary to Columbus, so we're geographically close. We're still a very rural community, and it's the desire of that community to maintain that rural nature. And so we have very little in common with the Corvallis community. So I am just here to report that we would not be interested in being linked into District 35. Thank you.
I'm sorry, and what city was that?
Canton.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike Volpe? Mike?
Okay. And my I've been in Corvallis. I've lived there for about a year now, but I've been there quite a lot beforehand. And I live in Albany, New Jersey. I would just like to say that I think that I agree with what Marilyn was saying about Florida, that right now the two communities are quite close to the wing, and it doesn't make sense to ask students in the same district, and that the, I would also like to agree with one of the comments made earlier, that being the two university towns combined the same U.S. Congressional district, that those things make a lot of sense. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Committee, for the record, we have a letter from a Mr. Holcomb, Alan Holcomb, that will enter into testimony, but essentially starts the Corvallis Paloma that we've heard. Annabelle Jaramillo? Hey, I'm getting better, huh?
For the record, my name is Annabelle Hyman. I reside at 1390 West Hill Road in Paloma. Senator Harper, Senator Horton, Senator Trump, Representative Worth, Representative Sherwin, Representative Devlin, and Senator Denise. I'm glad to be coming here this evening. First of all, let me comment and commend you on the very arduous task ahead of you. While looking at all the members, I'm sure this is kind of an interesting thing, and I know that you're going to have an interesting time and a challenging time ahead of you with trying to sort all those out. What I'm here tonight is to focus on House District, House redistricting, and would argue for the inclusion of Paloma and its outlying area in House District 35. I think it's very clear that there's commonality in the geographic region. The two cities are contiguous. We can still utilize existing geographic or political boundaries connected by transportation linkages And we're not divided among common interests. Many of the interests that Corvallis has or our interests have fallen out. So I would recommend that that would be for the district lines are gone, including Falmouth and the South Line and area princess of District 35. And recommend Shutterland maybe
it's too late with all these former people trying to get out of my district. I'm mad.
You know, one of the pieces of testimony that's really useful to the committee as we go through is if you don't like your current legislator, it really is good for us. That's very helpful. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Linda Modrell.
Good evening. My name is Linda Modrell. I reside at 24497 Penguin Drive in Florida. Actually, outside of Florida. I'm a county commissioner. I'm in the Hanshutter Lease District. And what's your part?
And you don't like him either?
Yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
John Chin also, I think, represented that part of his district well. He's frequently within Columbus and has learning news. And so when we talk about moving House District 1, it doesn't have anything to do with the representation we had in the past. Multi-year,
right.
Kevin and John's career. As the House District in place, so far as that is concerned, our House District 34, 35, and 36. As I understand it, House District 34 has a scholarship as opposed to 400 votes, while House District 35 needs approximately 5,500, and House District 36 also needs votes in the amount of about 2,300. The municipality of Albany extends into Benton County, and Philomath is entirely within Benton County. It makes sense to expand House District 34 to Philomath, which would just not accomplish the adjustment necessary. This adjustment would be consistent with the issues of community of interest, which includes transportation, and in some cases, the Corral School District extends over to District 34. This adjustment would not limit the voting strength of any language or ethnic minority, nor would it reach any consistent geographic boundary. Moving the boundary of House District 35 north and east into North Albany could have the same effect as far as population distribution is concerned. However, the city of Albany is currently split by major river and the community of interest there besides the county is that we do have a lot of transportation commuting going back and forth between Columbus, Albany, Corvallis, and Lebanon. So, I know you guys
will
do that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, yes.
Chris Mendez. I'm pretty good at the order, but for Representative Shetterly's piece of mine, our last hearing was in Pendleton, obviously, in Mistilla County. The eastern portion of Mistilla County, much of it is in Secret District. The rest of it is in Bob Jensen's district. There literally half the testimony was to get the eastern portion of Umatilla County
Charlie Tomlinson. Thank you. I'm going to check and see if any more.
Thank you, Chair Harper, members of the committee. My name is Charlie Tomlinson. I live in the city of Corvallis. I'm also the president of the Corvallis City Council. I'm here to discuss the use of our air station. Thank you for bringing this wonderful meeting. Welcome to come back anytime. So, 1973. I'm here tonight to talk about redistricting as it relates to the Oregon House and Senate. And not to state the obvious, but we just want you to know that we, the citizens of Corvallis, would like to keep Corvallis in its own
Palace District and Seventh District. So we don't want you to split that up. We'd also like you to consider the House and Senate districts in the urban growth boundaries. As Corvallis grows into the urban fringe, those citizens will become citizens of Corvallis and will share a community interest. So we hope that you would consider that in your deliberation. We have ties with our neighboring communities, and as you look at that, we could talk to you later about other communities.
How, Charlotte, yes, Senator, how large is the UGB versus the city limit, roughly?
It's 21 in terms of acreage or
a population.
Population of Corvallis is 50,000, and our preliminary 2017 UGB population is probably on the order. I'm not sure, though. It's got to be less than
5,000. Okay, so something. Thank you.
Population of Benton County is 75,000.
Okay, thank you. Senator Trope.
I just want to comment that the Senate district is larger than just Corvallis and would have to include additional things. I was wondering if you would object to picking up, say, Vineyard Mountain and some of the areas to the north and also to the east in Benton County into the district.
Right. The League of Women Voters are having their annual meeting this evening, and I would ask you to bring a message from the residents of Vineyard Mountain. And currently they are in
Nope, I hear it coming.
They appreciate and welcome you.
But
our shared community of interest is for that. And this is an area which is at the northern fringe of the urban growth boundaries, just outside. There's close boundary names around that area. So that would become
something rolls out of there. Okay. Yes, Senator Gordon.
Help me here, President Thomason. The urban growth boundary, where is Plymouth in relationship to the urban growth boundary?
Outside to the west.
Okay, thank you.
And also to amplify on that answer, the city of Corvallis and Plymouth recently, in the last 5 years, worked on a land use planning, which we find referred to as the West Corvallis and Plymouth plan. To work in that urban fringe area to the west of the city and to the north of Plymouth to bring some land use planning to that area.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Janet Steele.
I'm Janet Steele. I'm president of the Albany Area Chamber of Commerce. We represent about 700 members in the Albany area. And when we say Albany area, we also consider Millersburg and Camden to be in that area, although we do include some members, certainly Corvallis, Eugene, Salem, Lebanon area too. My main purpose here to tonight was to talk about congressional districts, but I may want to add, since they're speaking so much on the House and some of the districts that we enjoy currently, that North Albany is in with the rest of Albany. North Albany may be in Benton County, but its ties are to Albany and Lynn County, and we would not want to see that separated off and force again more distraction and more upheaval from the people in North Albany that are talking to the rest of Albany just by a river. We would like to kept where we are with Brooklyn and Close and all those kinds of things. We will be leaving us in 2 years. We would like to bring that district. The Governmental Affairs Committee of the Chamber, and I believe some of you have just didn't all out, but I'm here to reinforce it. Is requesting that the Oregon House and Senate Redistricting Committee move all of Albany into District 5, which serves them as Coolidge District for the following reasons. Currently, Albany is split between two congressional districts. North Albany was annexed into Albany in the early 1990s after the last redistricting was done, and is currently in District 5, and there's approximately 7,000 people in North Albany, while the rest of Albany is in District 4.
adjoining all of Albany into District 5, our community will no longer be split, creating a greater sense of one community we so greatly need. In addition, the Albany area is less close to Salem, only 20 miles from Salem, where it's 45 miles from Eugene. That 20 miles from Salem creates a greater economic, geographic, and social bond that a citizen of Albany would recognize there. We suggest that you move Corvallis and Sonoma into District 4. By moving the Corvallis and Sonoma area into District 4, we generate additional population for a congressional district that needs an increase while connecting communities of large economies and philosophies. And I think you've heard the mention of that in our university system. Both Corvallis and Eugene have university systems that create a special bond, economic and social. We believe that under reviewing people see that by doing the two steps above, that they will actually be a net gain of population for District 4, which is needed, and the need of loss of population for District 5. Coupled with the desire of people in Albany to be connected into one district, and the belief that we are more closely linked with Salem, as for Dallas and for Eugene, we believe that the House and Senate committees will agree this is the end.
Thank you. Very good, Senator Trove.
I look at it knowing something about both of the universities, but I'm not sure that they would be content to be in the same district. I think they very much enjoy being working to a single individual congressperson, and I don't know if the state would particularly like that.
They wouldn't like being in the same room, would they?
Yeah. But, and I think for a lot of reasons, Corvallis isn't very comfortable in some districts.
Pat Malone.
Pat Malone. I'm in the Keene Valley area. I'll find the school. Just a couple of thoughts. This really affects where I live so much, and that's not really where I'm coming from. I have a small area in order to get the number of people we need to get. We're not real significant, but
you have to see my district.
there are both of our kids move, we are in Benton County, literally, close to the Polk County line. Both our kids are in a former school district, and that's really where, because of school districts and the county line, that's where our direction tends to go towards Sonoma and Corvallis. I don't think it makes sense to keep Corvallis as a unit. I've got an example of what not to do in Eugene. I've got a little daughter who's going to school down there and took me about a year and a half for her to figure out what how sick she was in, who her representative was. And I thought maybe she was not paying too much attention through others, through districts in one neighborhood and where I moved around from. It is confusing. So if there's any opportunity to keep Corvallis as a whole, I think that makes sense. And for the community aspect, I think it makes sense to keep. As additional people needed to add forms to the mix. I think I used to be your discipline.
It's me. I've needed the
community. Well, not to find our personal boundary, but more of the community.
How soon they forget the
point,
okay? Man, she's got to play piano because
she's not done that. Well, I
think
that's
thank you very much. Jeff Kubler?
Yes,
Kubler, that's what I said. Yeah.
And I live in North Corvallis, but I'm here in the village. I'm actually a member of interest here. I'm the current chairman of the Virginia Republican Party. I want to reiterate how our underscore is something that I heard about the form of the 5th congressional district that I think is worth taking note of. And that is the confusion that has always existed among the voters in Dixon County to be split on those two districts. And to have the newspaper centered around a race in one area.
That Malone.
In order to get the number of people we need to get are not real significant, but
you got to see my district.
There are most of our kids have gone. We are in Benton County, literally, as opposed to the full county line. Most of our kids have school district, and that's really where, because of school districts and the county line, that's where our direction tends to go towards Walmart and Corvallis. I think it makes sense to keep Corvallis as a unit. Example, but not to do in PG. I've got a car going to school from there, and it took me about a year and a half for her to figure out how it is that she was here to be her representative on it. And I thought maybe she was not paying too much attention and served out three districts in one neighborhood and whatever, moving around town. It is confusing. So if there's any opportunity to keep Corvallis as a whole, I think that makes sense. And the community aspect, I think it makes sense to have additional people needed to add forward to the mix. I think that I need to be in here typically.
How soon they forget that.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you, man. People get to play piano because of the
Thank you very much. Jeff Kubler?
Kubler,
that's what I said. Yeah.
And I live in North Corvallis, here in the village. I'm actually a member of interest here. I'm the current chairman of the Virginia Republican Party. I want to reiterate how underscore something that I heard about the form of the 5th congressional district that I think is worth taking note of. And that is the confusion that has always existed among the voters in Dixon County to be split on those two districts. And to have the newspaper centered around a race in one area and sometimes not concentrated on one in the other, and to have voters who think, I should be voting for the 5th district person, and then in reality finding out. So I think that wasn't another reason it made sense to cut off that little finger that comes down off the 5th district that I understand has enough voters to help solve the problem of not having enough voters in the 4th district. So for that reason, I was encouraged to consider taking that finger. I heard another statement using the chart community of interest, and I think we have a common community of interest among the people that carry me in the same district. And I think looking at the locality matters and realizing that the way down the southern tip of this kind of sprawling 5th district, and looking at the 4th district, I think we need to take that and cut off that little piece from down Madison 5th district.
Thank you very much. That's all I have signed up, so now free play. Who heard something that tweaked and wants to put it on the record for us? Okay, we got Senator Trow and Senator Yee came in. Everybody knows them. What I would like to encourage you to do is the handout on the back if you don't have one, but it's just a couple of pages on briefly what's going on in redistricting. Just kind of an overview of things we look for on the first page. Our local map with some of the numbers on the second page. More of the same. Really, this top part of the third page, which is this right here, is what we're looking at. When we draw these lines, they're going to conform to those criteria as much as humanly possible. But that's really how we're drawing this whole district. We have a lot of testimony. People don't like to change. They like to stay the same. But the Constitution doesn't allow it, and the state statutes. So that's how we're drawing it. The back page really is to me the most important. That's our contact page. Like I said, we've done this. This is the 13th one of these we've done. We are available twice a week in the Capitol, in the House Rules Committee, in their hearings, in the Senate Rules Committee on Wednesdays and Thursdays. They're open. Our first 30 minutes are available for public testimony, or we take any kind of written testimony, entered in the record. On here are the telephone numbers, addresses, website. It's quite a good website with the same info on there, with an email, a comments page. So we need to know what's on your mind. We need to gather all the data we can so we can do as good a job as we can possibly do. So, committee, anything else? Well, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.